Term 3, Sanji Course Part 2. This begins with the meeting of consonants. So we should already have covered the meeting of vowels at the point where words meet in sentences. So week 1, there's the principles of Hal Sanji, that's consonant Sanji. And of course, it explains what happens when a consonant at the end of one word meets another consonant at the beginning of the next word. There are, of course, many consonants, but in practice, we deal with the most common ones. And we leave the very, very rare occurrences. So page 2 says there are 14 rules of consonant sanji. The first 8 concern the sanji of a final halanta ta. So this is what happens when ta comes at the end of a word and it meets other consonants. So rule 1, a final ta before ka, ka, ta, pa, or pa does not change. So the ta, halanta ta, remains the same and just joins on to the next word. So you'll notice the ka, ka, ta, pa, and pa are all light, crisp letters, not a lot of vibration. They are also known in the tradition as aghosha. They're without this strong sound. They're also known in English as unvoiced. So you have an example to copy, tat tada, and of course that comes together, tat tada. Tat patati comes together, tat patati. So no changes except there's a joining. Rule 2, a halanta ta before a vowel, or da, dha, ba, bha, ga, gha, ya, ra, wa, is replaced by a halanta da. So here the halanta ta, which is light and crisp, unvoiced, aghosha, when it meets a voiced, vibrating consonant, it's replaced by something which, a sound which is also voiced and full of vibration, of the same kind, in other words. So, when a halanta ta meets a wa, you get dwa. And so on. So that's page 2. So rule 2, first of all, states the rule, and then it shows you actually how to join the letters. So it's missed out the step of the ta becoming the da. It's just showing you the halanta da, which has replaced the ta, joining on to a ya. It shows you how to write them. On page 3 at the top, you've got an example of what's happening with a full word. So tat plus wa, you get tadwa. And b, tat meeting iwa, you get tadiwa. And exercise 2 gives you lots of examples to practice with. There's now a series of 6 rules where a final halanta ta changes before specific consonants. So rule 3, if the ta meets a cha, the ta is replaced by a cha as well. So tat cha becomes touch cha. Rule 4, a halanta ta before a ja is replaced by a ja. So for example, tat ja, you get taj ja. Rule 5, a halanta ta before a na or a ma is replaced by a halanta na. So tat meeting a word starting with na, or indeed just na, you get tanna. Tat meeting mama becomes tan mama. Page 4, copy the 4 examples. So that's the examples from rule 3, 4 and 5. Copy them out here. Then you have exercise 3, and here you've got the ta meeting different sounds related to rule 5, and you've got exercise 3 is related to rules 3, 4 and 5, and you have to put down what the rules are as well as the answer. And that's the end of week 1.